The government have taken a light touch attitude to the insurance industry, and unfortunately on many occasions the government, including senior ministers, have started to just articulate the lines and the spin that has been coming out from this industry. I over the last number of months have lain bare a lot of that spin, which is that is all it is. It's not based on any fact. We know that there is no fraudulent claims culture, as opposed to what the industry was telling us, that up to 20,000 claims were fraudulent. We know that now only 50 in the last 6 months have been reported. We also know that there's no compensation culture in this country. And if you look at the figures, you will actually see that there's a 20%, 28% decrease since 2014 in relation to the levels of personal injury claims. And we also know that the costs of awards that are being paid out in the court are actually reducing, with the court services themselves confirming this in their annual report that were produced this year. So look, the gloves need to come off with the industry, because people are being fleeced about it. People are being ripped off by this industry, and the government need to take this corner off the people as opposed to the industry. And that's why we're in the next couple of weeks announcing a major policy platform that will take on this industry and will rebalance the and re-tip the scales in favour of ordinary consumers, so that they can have premiums that are affordable and premiums that they can that are right for the type of business that needs to be insured.
And while this has been brought to the attention of the government and the government continues to deliberate over it, it is the people that are left forking out on high insurance premiums.
Absolutely. And like, you know, we have motorists that are fleeced. We have first time drivers in particular that are fleeced, that my heart goes out to. But we've also businesses. And just this morning, I was talking to a business that doesn't know whether they will be in business come the spring of next year, because their industry, the insurance industry, has basically told them that they're not going to insure that type of industry, that type of leisure sports facility anymore. So there's a serious question there. And, you know, we've allowed or the government have allowed an industry just to cherry pick the most valuable, the most lucrative, and have basically sat in their hands. But I think the public are angry. The public are annoyed about this here. The public are very informed about this now, as opposed to the spin. And they're not going to stand by and allow a government to continue to treat this industry with kid clubs.